Bah!
So, John, you're not a Catholic.
No.
I am a Catholic, so I know what a big deal it is today for Catholic folks. Today is weird because a lot of people, you can't go to church right now. What I totally dig about Ash Wednesday, and I was told this as a little kid, you get the cross made on your forehead.
Right.
And then, and maybe this is just my family and superstition, you're not supposed to wipe it off. It's just supposed to wear off naturally, and you're not supposed to wash your face. That's why you see people walking around with the ashes on their forehead.
Yeah.
Are you super religious, Mace?
No, I grew up Catholic, and I'll say that I never missed Sunday Mass, but I would not call myself Catholic.
Okay, I was just curious because I had to remind you yesterday that today was Ash Wednesday. You had no
correct.
Idea.
You did. You did. And I wanted to mention this while we're on this subject. St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Upland is staging drive-through Ash Wednesday services.
Really?
That they are calling Ash and Dash.
That's kind of brilliant.
Hey, it's the Ash and Dash.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, that's taking advantage of an opportunity there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you build a congregation. Jorge, are you Catholic?
No.
You're not? Okay.
No.
Yeah, so just one of it. Lindsay, you are, right?
I mean, I was raised Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic these days.
John, are you giving up? I think we should all give up something, legitimately give up something for Lent. Legitimately. Think about it. You don't have to answer right now, but think about it.
Because
I think we should do it. It's a good tradition to keep. So Lakers looked good last night in Minnesota. They break it open late. Big night for LeBron. Big night for the bench. I think the bench scored 36 or 38 points or something like that last night. No problem. Worst team in the West, and they still were able to find a way to win this thing. But it was close for a long time.
LeBron's the best closer in the NBA right now. He's what Kobe used to be for the Lakers. It's, basically, if the game's close at the end, all you have to do is give LeBron the ball, and the game's over. And because the Lakers have that, like, for example, Milwaukee is terrible in close games at the end.
And just generally falling apart, too.
Yeah.
14-10, I think.
I think they're 0-9 when they don't have the lead going into the fourth quarter. You know, I don't even worry if the Lakers don't have the lead going into the fourth quarter. I just figure LeBron will ride in and save the day.
And it's interesting. It feels like they don't have the lead, or it's at least a very close game at the end of the third quarter over and over again. And you're right. They always tend to bust it open late in the game. So, yeah, a great night for LeBron, a great night for the Lakers. It was an entertaining game. I told you Karl Anthony Towns is healthy. He didn't have the best game last night, but still he's playing. So my fantasy basketball.
You made the worst fantasy basketball trade of the year. You are the only one who doesn't know it. Sedano completely snookered you.
Completely not.
You've never heard the phrase in poker that if you look around the room and you don't know who the sucker is, it's you.
Of course I know that expression.
That describes you in this fantasy basketball league.
So here's where I am right now. I've moved up to sixth, and George has solidified his place in last since this trade.
We can quantify these trades. We can look back at the trade because each player actually has a value. You can look. I think when you look back on this trade – at the end of the year, the guys Sedano took from you will have compiled a much higher total than the ones you took from him. But it's easy to check. We'll just wait.
Yeah,
till
it's
the
easy
end of
to
the
check. Check the standings. I'm up to six now with a whole bunch of sharks.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the standings. It's just because each player is worth a certain amount, right? We just look at the end of the year who scored more points. Don't you get the same amount of points for assists, rebounds, points, steals?
It's very complex. It's a complicated algorithm.
We can quantify it, right?
Yes, we can quantify it.
All right, so there,
I'm relieved that he's out there playing because at one point you said, I don't even think he's going to play this year. He looked okay. That team, I can't imagine that Ryan Saunders is going to last very long in
that game. Here's the thing that's working in his favor. The team is for sale. So it's unlikely that they're going to fire a coach in the middle of a sale. Because you don't want to have to pay two coaches. You know, in a sale, you want your assets to be controlled. Yep. So until the sale goes through, I think they'll give Ryan time to figure it out. But I think that when you get the new owner, then nobody's safe.
So, Jorge, follow me on the so-called sound page right now. We'll listen to a little bit of what was said last night. LeBron James first on the next man up motto.
It's just next man up. It's next man up, and we're not expecting not one person. We're not expecting one person to try to pick up AD's, productivity. You know, nobody's going to be able to do that. He just brings too much to the table. But we all can do more. We all can collectively do more, and that's our job. That's our job to come out and do more, and we've seen that tonight. The four guys that we brought in the offseason, they all did more tonight. You know, DS, Trez, Wes, and Mark, picked up their play, and we needed that from every last one of them tonight. So we're going to need that while AD's out.
And here's a little bit from Marc Gasol setting the tone with AD up.
It's important to grow as a team. I think defensively, we had a little bit more urgency because you don't have AD on the back, kind of saving a lot of possessions. So we did, I think Dennis did a great job of competing on the ball. JCP, Alex, as always, that makes the jobs for the bigs and the reads behind them a lot easier. So we set the tone, we rebounded the ball, we were able to get out and run a little bit and get easy transition points.
And held the Minnesota Timberwolves to 20 points in the fourth quarter, which was all the difference. A great defensive fourth quarter. Quiet, Talen Horton-Tucker. Actually, quiet. Wes Matthews was quiet. Montrezl Harrell, a big night. We've become accustomed to that. Markieff Morris had a decent game. Kyle Kuzma, who I said would go off, went off for seven.
But again, when you have LeBron, it was actually Schroeder was the guy. You haven't mentioned Schroeder yet. Schroeder played one of his best games of the year.
Yeah.
And so he kind of kept the Lakers afloat for a long time and then just handed it off to LeBron, who closed it. And now comes the matchup that everybody has circled.
Yes.
And the question is, this is Lakers-Nets. Everybody except Mason thinks this is a preview of the NBA Finals.
Yes, it is not a preview of the NBA Finals.
But it is. And last night was another example of how the Nets didn't have Kyrie or Kevin Durant. And they went into Phoenix to take on a really hot Suns team that's been playing really well and was at full strength. And Harden just took the game over in the fourth quarter, and Brooklyn won it. I think Brooklyn's now won six games in a row, four in a row on the road. And the question is, how many of the big megastars are actually going to play tomorrow night? Now, we know Anthony Davis is out. Kevin Durant, we don't know.
Yeah, I was checking in with some of my sources today, John, and my source, by the way, is Dave McMenamin. He says he does not know yet on Kevin Durant. He does not know yet on Kyrie Irving. Irving was out last night because of a sore lower back or back spasms or something like that. KD has been out. It certainly takes some shine off of the matchup if it's just – well, I mean, hell with it. Harden versus LeBron is fun. Harden
right.
versus LeBron is fun.
Well, and even if those are the only two, I mean, I'm kind of hoping all the Brooklyn guys play because I want to see them live in action.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But it seems weird. I mean, normally this would be the hottest ticket of the year, even
yep.
not knowing if these guys are going to play. And, like, you can't even go.
Yeah, by the way, is there a way for me to go to a game? I work for the Lakers station. I'm the most high-profile talk show host in Los Angeles.
I don't know the answer to that.
Do you think they would let me in for a game?
I don't think so, and here's why. We all got an email from our boss when they said in the beginning, okay, we're going to be doing the games from inside Staples Center. And the email basically said it was very well-written and funny.
Yes.
And it said, I'm sending this to all of you who are on the Laker payroll. So everybody that works for the Lakers, like 200 people, got this email. At some point in the coming weeks, someone you know, perhaps someone you respect or someone you like, someone
yes.
with a very legitimate argument, is going to call you and ask you the question, Mace, that you asked me.
Yes.
Is there any way I can get in to see a game live?
Yes.
He said, do not send me their email. Do not tell them maybe. Tell them this. No, there is no way. We are strictly following the L.A. County health and safety protocols.
But in fairness,
the
John,
answer is no.
Aren't so there reporters inside?
There are. But there is a limited.
They were not
amount.
Talking about. They were not talking about regular rank and file people like your neighbor, Bill, or Ted, or Mary and Bob. They weren't talking about them.
And Bob wouldn't go.
We're talking about. We're talking about me. Press. Well,
I don't
person
know the answer.
Guy.
For example, I don't know how he's done it, but somehow Sliwa has gotten in.
Well, he's playoff Sliwa.
But he's in. He's inside the building.
Wow.
McMenamin's in. I'm in. Trudell's in. I don't know if you meet the standard. Rachel's in. Rachel comes
Rachel's
to all
in,
the games.
Sure. Is Bill Plachke in?
Yes, I saw him once.
See? I'm at least as big a deal as Plachke.
That's not true. But what what would your argument be as to why you should be inside?
I need to see that team from the 100s, so I can report better on it on the top-rated show in Los Angeles.
To be honest, that was Sliwa's argument, and it worked.
Yeah.
You know,
should I go to Genie? Is that who approves? You said you got a well.
Jeannie's not the one who sent that email. I'm telling you what I have been told, that if you ask me, I am to say no. There is no way for you to get in. But if you want to go, the person you would appeal to is Allison.
Oh,
does Jeannie get back to you when you contact Jeannie?
Oh, always. Okay. Yeah, she always texts right back.
I mean,
back.
If you want to go that high, I mean, I wouldn't, but I mean, that's an option for you.
We text about everything.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, we're constantly texting, me and Gene.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Interesting.
Yeah, constantly. I'm in a big group text with her.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
So I wanted to do something today that we haven't done. And yesterday, there were a bunch of callers online, and then I never got to them and all that stuff. So today, if you're a great caller, John, we've got a whole bunch of Mason and Ireland t-shirts that we have never given to anybody.
Okay.
Somebody in the promotions department made me aware of this. So if you're a great caller, 877-710-ESPN, you get on the air, we'll set you up with a Mason and Ireland t-shirt. And so we're getting you a little bit more interactive with the show. A lot of people still on my Twitter timeline are talking about the Lakers and the fact that they need to add a big body, front court depth, a rim protector to this roster, Anthony Davis or not. Bobby Marks, by the way, is going to join us at 1:40, about a half hour from right now, with an update on exactly what the Lakers, what maneuverability do they have. So do you think the Lakers should stand pat? Do you think they need to add somebody? That's kind of one of the big questions floating around Los Angeles right now. And Brian Windhorst raised a really interesting point today on the Get Up about LeBron James and his MVP case. We'll get that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I could personally never outsmoke Snoop Dogg. I don't have that in me, John.
I don't think that would be a fight most people could win.
One person has won it. Snoop has announced one person has won it.
Okay.
And we got that coming up for you at 1:30. So, John, I want to play this before we get to calls, 877-710-ESPN. I want to get to this. Brian Windhorst today And I honestly, I don't know which. It was on one of our shows. We have so many different shows on the station. I'm not sure which one this was. But he was talking about LeBron and his MVP case and how it may be affected. Okay, he was on The Jump today. So he was on The Jump today. Here is Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider on LeBron chasing his fifth MVP award.
LeBron wants that fifth MVP. We know he wants it. He's in great position a third of the way into the season. He's the leading vote getter in the straw poll that ESPN just released last week. If he plays well and keeps the Lakers in the top of the standings, well, we know he's going to play well. But if he keeps the Lakers at the top of the standings, Jay, over this next 3 or 4 weeks, this could cement him in pole position for this honor. The Lakers are 2-2 this year when Anthony Davis doesn't play. They're 21-7 overall. That means they're going to need great play from LeBron James, who's actually been able to take a little bit of time off, not playing as much point guard, not playing as many minutes because of the reinforcements they brought in. Great LeBron James through the All-Star break could mean a fifth MVP trophy at the end of the season.
So let me stipulate, regardless of this, for me, right now, LeBron James should be the MVP. But he could make an irrefutable case for MVP if he carries this team through this stretch without AD, John.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it anyway. I don't think it matters that AD is out. LeBron's the best player in the league. I mean,
he is the best player in the league, but a lot of times that's a separate question from MVP.
Right, but I mean, Embiid's already took another game off the other day.
Yep.
Jokic is good, but when he goes head-to-head with LeBron, he doesn't play great. I just think, particularly as well as the Lakers are playing, and he's the reason why, that I mean, it's only a third of the season, but if things stay like they are, I don't see how he doesn't win it. It to me seems like he hasn't won it since 2012, 2013,
right?
Something like that.
Right, yeah. But he's been the best player in the league since then. Like, who's the best player in the league? If you ask that question, the answer is invariably LeBron. And yet, it's been that long since he's won the MVP, because it's a traveling trophy, because it requires a good narrative. Now, to me, there's a really good narrative this year that makes sense. And adding to that narrative would be going out and beating Brooklyn tomorrow night, going out and beating a Utah Jazz team. Those are things that would enhance that narrative that, look, even without AD, the Lakers are still winning.
Right, but it'll be a tall order to beat both those teams without AD.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I'll be curious to see who's favored in Utah next week. You know,
I think it will be Utah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't
if
you?
I don't know if they put numbers up yet, but I don't know how, if Utah doesn't lose a game before that and they're at full strength, I don't know how they could be underdogs at home. They've won 19 of 20 games, and
yeah,
the Lakers just lost their second best player. So, you know, not that it means anything who's favored. They still have to play the games. But
sure.
I would think that may be the first game all year where the Lakers aren't favored.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they've been favoring everyone up to now. Hey, let's get Tony in L.A. on here on line three. Hey, Tony, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. John, longtime fan since KCAL 9. Mason, you always put a smile
Tony.
On my face. You know, you guys are great.
Man.
So I was thinking maybe Pau Gasol, man. You know, I heard some buzz, you know, at the end of 2020, and I haven't heard anything from him yet. You know, he'd be great, you know, to come off, you know, and provide, you know, his knowledge and skill, you know, even if it's off the bench, you know, something temporary. And then I think he'd be able to play great with his brother. You know, that's all I got, and let's go Lakers.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, cool.
I haven't heard anything lately about Powell. There was the stuff McMenamin had before the season. I think Bobby Marks is coming on with us this hour. Bobby may have heard something, but Mace, there's no reason to think that's in the works. If you
hasn't
anything?
Played since 2018-19. Played 10 minutes a game. Scored a point and three rebounds per game. So, yeah, wasn't effective in his final season. So he's older now. I see him on Instagram all the time. All Pau Gasol does is nice things for people. That's the crazy. If you follow him on Instagram, he's always like, bringing food to a food shelter or helping kids in a children's hospital or all that stuff. He's such a great guy. He was such a great Laker, has been such a great Laker, but I don't think he makes sense for this team right now at this stage in his life, at this stage in his career, although he has said he's ready to go.
Well, I think he'd be ideal as a replacement for Mark if something were to happen to Mark. But I don't know if adding Mark and Powell works, but we'll see. I mean, Rob's got a whole plate of full options, so, I mean, he may go there. Here's Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Come on, guys. Listen, I got two things. One, I do think the Lakers do need a big man on a backup. And two, I just want to let people know that the anniversary of the 33-game winning streak is coming up this year. 50 years
wow.
that record has been held. And I just would love the front office to recognize the living teammates of that particular season and have some type of ceremony if the pandemic would allow us.
All right. Thanks,
Frank.
I think that's
a great idea. 50 years since the 33-game winning streak.
Yeah, I did. I voiced a documentary that's coming out in the next month or so about that. It's a documentary about Bill Sharman and a guy named Dennis Murphy. I'll be able to say more of it when it actually comes out and releases. But it's a deep dive into all that stuff.
And does it come out on Spectrum?
No, not necessarily. I can't say. I know they have a deal, but I can't say with who.
Oh, okay.
But it's coming out soon, and for guys like Frank, it'll be a big chance to revisit that whole year.
Email from D. Ghost. And by the way, you can always email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. And, John, what's your email address?
All right, Ray, write this down?
Yeah, got it.
venicemace@gmail.com.
Oh, good. Reach directly out to Ireland.
Yeah.
Mason, we have a few needs, but we definitely need front court help. We have to kick the tires on Drummond and or Blake Griffin. Both would bolster this roster. That's one of the things we'll ask Bobby Marks about in about 15 minutes. He's a salary cap expert, front office executive type kind of guy, and he'll know what kind of maneuverability the Lakers have if they were to try to make an addition at this point.
Here's Chris in Whittier. Hey, Chris, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey, as far as the AD thing goes, who are going to get to replace him? Absolutely no one. I think the best people we have to replace him is the people on our team already. And we're always talking about we need to give the people on our team more minutes, Kuzma and the younger guys. So I think just replace some of the people we have. I do think we need a long big man, but that's not because of AD. I think that's just one of our issues. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so your argument is to stand pat. I think that's, John, that's sort of your position also, right?
Well, I want to see how it plays out. I mean, I think AD's going to miss 9 games, minimum. I mean, maybe miss more than that. But so if he misses 9, last night was the first one, so 8 more. And then that buys him the All-Star break. Let's see how the rest of the Lakers, like Markieff Morris played really well last night.
Yeah, no, he did.
I think he was a 3-pointer away from his season high. Schroeder played really well. I mean, let's see how these guys do. They've got some measuring stick games. They've got this game against Brooklyn on Thursday. They're at Utah next Tuesday. Miami's in here on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've got some games where they're going to get tested. Let's see how these guys do.
LeBron James, after the game last night, was asked if he is looking ahead to the game tomorrow night with Brooklyn.
Well, it's always exciting for me to go against some of the best guys in the game, and they got three of them. They got three of the best guys in the game. Definitely love to be full when you're playing against a team like that and see, you know, like at that point in the season where you match up, how you match up against some of the best teams in the league. And obviously we won't be full on Thursday. So, but other than that, yeah, I love going out there and just, you know, being on the floor with some of the best that played this game.
By the way, he was also asked about whether or not KD, Harden, and Kyrie are the best big three that he will have played. And he pointed out that he played KD, Steph, and Clay, referenced them. Who had the better big three, John?
Well,
I would argue. Go ahead.
Basically, it comes down to whether you would rather have Clay or Kyrie. Because Steph and Harden are kind of a wash, right?
I don't know. You're talking about one of the greatest shooters, if not the greatest shooter in the history. You're talking about two of the greatest shooters in the history.
Yeah, Harden's led the league in scoring 3 years in a row. Steph's won two MVPs. I think that's almost even. Well, and with the Warriors, that's a great question. With the Warriors guys, they also had Draymond. They also had a great defense. So LeBron makes a good point. It's not like this is the first time three guys haven't ganged up on him. But you don't respect Brooklyn. So
I don't say I don't respect them. I just don't necessarily believe it's going to work. I just always consider how the pieces fit together.
Right.
You can't just put together an all-star team.
Yeah, you can.
And expect it to work.
It's gonna. It's gonna. It's already working.
We had somebody
working
on here who disagreed. Who disagreed? Tim Bontemps disagreed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bobby Marks might.
It's not like I'm alone in this belief.
Yeah, you are. You're on.
No,
you're
I'm
on
not.
Island.
I just
you're
pointed
on
out Tim Bontemps.
The one question about Brooklyn is, can they get they've got basically 3 months to figure out their defense. And here's the thing. They don't need to play even good defense. They just have to play average defense. Right now, they're playing none.
Yeah, they're playing no defense. And by the way, that's a matter of will. That's a decision. You decide whether or not you're going to play defense. You put effort into whether or not you're going to play defense. And historically, Harden and Kyrie have not been good defensively.
Yeah, but they don't need to be good. They just need to be okay.
I would argue against a good team, they need to be good. I think Philly's going to the finals.
Well, that's not crazy. I mean, Ben Simmons has been really good lately.
He has been.
But very quietly, I think the Nets have won six in a row. I mean, they're starting to figure it out. Four in a row on the road, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you, John, the only guy who Snoop Dogg says has ever outsmoked him. That's coming up next for you. Then Bobby Marks after that. We'll get into the Lakers salary cap situation and whether or not it's just pie in the sky, the idea that they could add another piece to this roster. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yeah,
if I
you
were to
leave
get
early,
into a game now, I would stay for the whole thing.
Nobody believes that.
Now, I'm just looking to get out. I'm looking for a reason to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking for a reason. So I just got this text, and it's from a random source.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Source.
Hey, Steve, you have a book in your head. We can get it on paper. Hire a top professional writer for your book. Now, I do have a book in my head, John. Have you ever thought about writing a memoir?
Not a memoir. I actually did write a book once, but I decided...
Get out of here.
I decided not to publish it.
Why?
It was because I kept a journal of the year that... I'll let you read it if you want.
Oh, yeah.
I kept a journal of the year that Peyton and Malone teamed up with Kobe and Shaq.
Right.
And just... I started on the first day of the season, and I wrote every day. And I decided that if you're working for the team, it's not right. You can't write a book. You know, maybe when I... Maybe when I retire or something, but
yeah, you're not revealing inside experiences, or are you?
I don't think so. Not too many, but I mean, there's some stuff in there that I think people wouldn't know. But I didn't think I should do it, so I kept it to myself. Have you ever written a book?
No, but you know, I think about it all the time. My memoir would be incredible.
Really?
Oh yeah, it would be incredible. Are mm-hmm. you kidding me? It has the mental health stuff. It has the gay stuff. It's got, I mean, I tick all the boxes. I got a book in me.
You got a title yet?
Faded.
That's good.
Yeah.
That totally works.
By Steve Mason. All right. So the only guy, speaking of faded, the only guy to outsmoke Snoop Dogg. Do you have any idea who it is?
None.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, I've heard that.
So, Willie did an interview.
I heard Willie Nelson is in a class by himself.
He did an interview with the Daily Beast, and he says, over in Amsterdam, I called Snoop, and I said, hey, buddy, you got to come over here. This is where it's at. So he came over. We hit every bar, every smoke place in Amsterdam. We had a hell of a time. I outsmoked him.
Really?
Willie says nobody has ever outsmoked him, although he has switched over to a vape.
Well, you know that who gets stoned with Willie Nelson on a fairly regular basis?
Mm.
Don Nelson.
Don Nelson?
NBA, yeah, they play in the same poker game. They got places together over in Hawaii.
You know, there is a clip, Jorge. I'm not going to pop quiz you on this right now, but see if you can find it. There's a Don Nelson clip where he was asked about what he's doing these days, and it is absolutely hilarious.
James Worthy told me that he was in Hawaii one time just on vacation.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Vacation, and some guy taps him on the shoulder, and Worthy turns around and he goes, he said some guy just looked like a beatnik. He had hair down to his shoulders. Worthy said, Coach Nelson? Hey, James, what are you doing? So Don's over there living the good life.
Willie says, I've smoked everything there was. When I was a kid growing up, I smoked grapevine. I smoked cotton leaves. I smoked everything that would burn. I smoked rolled up tobacco. As I grew up, I started drinking too, and I didn't get into marijuana for a long time. I smoked cigarettes, drank, did all that for years until it almost killed me. Then I came across marijuana. I said, wait a minute, I don't need to drink whiskey no more. I don't need to smoke cigarettes no more. In fact, it was about killing me. I'd already had a lung collapse and wasn't doing well health-wise, so I switched to tobacco, and he quit alcohol and just doubled up on the weed.
And now he just uses a vape.
Yeah, just uses a vape now, yeah. Willie Nelson, who, interestingly, is a fifth-degree black belt in Gongkwan Yusul, a Korean mixed martial
art. Also a decent golfer, from what I hear.
Get out of here. Yeah. Willie Nelson on a golf course?
Yeah, so there you go.
And okay, we've got Don Nelson. This was recently, I think last year sometime, Don was doing a press conference. Here's how that went.
Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So
yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
It's legal now.
Yeah, but I never smoked when I played or coached, so I just it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And then I personally am involved with rent in the rental business. We have a lot of I invested my fortune in Maui. And so we rent out our structures that we built and bought over the years, and we make a good living.
So Nelson told me once.
Smoking some pot.
Nelson told me once, you know, he was coach of the Warriors for a lot of years. And he told me once that if the NBA schedule had more than a 48-hour break, in other words, if he had a game on, let's say, Sunday, and his next game wasn't until Wednesday or Thursday, he would go to Hawaii. He said it was worth it just to spend the day and a half over there. He'd get the first flight out in the morning, and then he'd take the last flight back he could still make the game with. That's how much he loved Hawaii.
You know, we used to see, there's a Starbucks right downstairs from the studios, and I used to see, I think he was coaching Golden State at this point.
Maybe Dallas. Yeah, you don't know.
Used to see Don before, when he was in town, sitting at a table outside Starbucks smoking cigarettes.
Right. Just hanging out by himself.
Just hanging out by himself, yep.
My favorite Don Nelson answer, that one you played was a close second. But one time, Steven Jackson dribbled across half court and with like 20 seconds on the shot clock threw up a 40-footer. And, you know, just it made no sense in any offensive flow of anything. And he missed it. And after the game, a reporter said to Don Nelson, Coach, I'm just curious, what is your definition of a bad shot? Because he couldn't believe that Nelson just, or right. That Jack's right there. And Nelson, without missing a beat, goes, one that doesn't go in.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Give me Don Nelson one more time there, Jorge.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
Your kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. If I retired to Hawaii, I can tell you, that would be my full-time job. My full-time job. Beautiful. On the Big Island, John, what island would you live on?
Well, Maui, where Nelson is like the perfect blend of enough to do and nothing to do. But I'm with you. I think the Big Island's replaced it as the place to go.
Yeah, my favorite is the Big Island. All right, coming up next for you, Bobby Marks is going to join us, ESPN NBA analyst. We'll talk about, you know, we've been talking about, hey, the idea of Blake Griffin or the idea of Andre Drummond or whatever, adding somebody to the Lakers roster. What kind of maneuverability do they actually have? Bobby's got that answer coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ES.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I got a little voice inside my head. Lindsay pumps me up. Got a little voice inside my head saying all the time, you suck. You're doing terrible. Like when I blew that one read a little while ago, you suck. You're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But Lindsay always says, it's okay. You can save the day. It's all right. It's all right. Bobby Marks is online right now with us from ESPN. Bobby, do you have a little voice inside your head that is constantly judging you?
Yeah, it's called my wife.
Hey, Bobby,
it's funny. I was just going to post something too, and she's like, "Why don't you do it around 6 o'clock when maybe more people are at home?" And I was like, "All right, fine, I'll wait an hour."
Yeah, that's funny, Bobby. You're a good guy to ask because you used to work for the Nets, and Mason and I argue all the time about the Nets who are going to play the Lakers on Thursday. I'm absolutely convinced that they have too much firepower to fail. They're too big to fail, Bobby, that they will eventually, over the next couple of months, figure out their defense, and they're going to meet the Lakers in the NBA Finals if everybody stays healthy. They're 6-0 against the West so far this year. Mason, and it's a fair point, argues you can't just throw together an all-star team that doesn't play defense and expect them to go to the Finals. If you had to pick one position or the other, mine, which is, they're too good to fail. They're going to the Finals. Or Mason, which is you can't just throw it together and expect it to work. Which way would you lean?
I think more that they're too good not to get to the Finals. I think the defense argument is when they're not engaged against some of the lesser teams, meaning Detroit or Charlotte or Oklahoma City, that home game. I think when they play, you know, when they play the Clippers and they still give up 120 points, when they make it uncomfortable for the other team, like they did in the second half against Phoenix last night and against Milwaukee, and I'm not saying you need to rank in the top 15 defensive efficiency, but if you can just get enough stops, and I think they can when they're engaged, that this team is, you know, as good as, you know, any team to get out of the Eastern Conference. I do think, though, that there are two teams that will give them fits. I think Philadelphia in the East with Embiid. I don't know who will guard him with there. And I think with the Lakers, I have a hard time, you know, it's showing if, you know, AD will be healthy, we all assume, you know, who's going to guard Anthony Davis? You know, I have a hard time. I don't know if Kevin Durant's going to want to do that. And certainly I think AD will have a field day with DeAndre Jordan there. So that would be my concern. I think against all the other 28 teams, I think they're a lot better, but I do think there are a little bit of some flaw. You know, there's a flaw there when you get to these, you know, these two teams that are, you know, real big here.
Bobby Marks from ESPN with us. The voice inside his head is his wife. Let me ask you about this idea that the Lakers should add another big body. I've been saying it would be great to add, even before the AD injury, a rim protector, some front court depth, something they had last year in Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. And now there's talk about Blake Griffin. There's talk about Andre Drummond. How much of that stuff do you think is real?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's real, you know, when we get past the 25th of March, if these guys have not been traded and they're in the buyout game. I think, you know, certainly the Lakers are at the top of the list of, you know, if you're a free agent and you get bought out, I think the Lakers, you know, certainly Lakers in Brooklyn would be, you know, 1 and 2 here. I just think that it's just a matter of, like, with Blake, you know, how much is Blake willing to give back? You know, Blake's owed $53 million. Is he willing to give half of that back? that's a lot of money for him. Yeah. And for Drummond, you know, it's just a numbers game. It's like, you know, like we've heard Toronto as a landing spot, but you know, you got to trade four players to get him. So I think if both those guys somehow become, you know, available from a buyout game, yeah, I would probably put Drummond ahead of, I would certainly put Drummond ahead of where Blake is right now. I think Blake is probably a 15 to 20 minute guy on a really good team. I think that's kind of where he is. And maybe, you know, we get in, you know, for next year that he gets a little bit more healthier. But I think how Andre had played, you know, Andre's a 19 and 15 guy. You know, does it change a little bit on a Laker team? Probably, certainly, but just a big that you don't have. But you know, the hard cap is restricting all these teams. You know, with the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, that you're basically kind of sitting on the sidelines until we get into the buyout period.
Bobby Marks is with us, NBA insider, former NBA front office guy. And Bobby, we've got this new thing this year with these play-in games. So if you're 1 through 10. You got a chance to make it to the postseason, then we're going to have this play-in tournament. Because of that, are more deals likely to happen or fewer deals? I can't figure it out because more teams are in it, so I think my gut tells me they would be willing to roll the dice and maybe bring somebody in, but then maybe not because they don't want to screw up what they've got. What do you think?
I think fewer, and I think there is a priority for teams like New York and Charlotte to get into this play-in game. In New York, I think, is right around 5 or 6 right now, so that doesn't qualify. That it's got to be in that 7 to 10 range. I think it's important, you know, for Memphis. I think it's, you know, certainly New Orleans to get into a game that means something and provide that playoff-type atmosphere for some of your younger players here. So if you're Chicago, for example, and they're trying to get in for some of the Zach LaVines and the Wendell Carters and the Lauri Markkanens, and maybe Thaddeus Young doesn't become available. Maybe that changes when we get closer to the 25th. I think there are certainly teams that are going to be sellers. I think Orlando, they've just been ravaged with injuries with Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon, possibly. Minnesota is the same thing. But yeah, there's so many teams that are close to that 9-10 range that are a little bit more hesitant to be a seller compared to where maybe it was last year.
Hey, Bobby, as you look at the upcoming All-Star game, there's been a ton of grumbling about it from players. That seems to have settled down, and everybody is resigned to that it's going to happen. Do you think players, once they get there, are going to enjoy it, or is it really just part of a grind?
Yeah, I think it's just part of a grind. I mean, especially that the restrictions are you're basically getting there the day before, I believe. You're not allowed to leave your hotel. So you're basically, you know, it's basically being on a road trip. And then you go to the game and then you leave after the game or the next morning. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's no All-Star weekend here. And it's interesting. I know the money part of it is a big factor here, but the league has already been bleeding out a lot of money here, and I'm not a big fan of it. But I don't think there's anything that any of us can do about it. There'll be a starters on tomorrow will be announced, and then the reserves the following week, and then we can debate as far as who got snubbed. But yeah, they'll be there kicking and screaming unless we get some type of phantom injury at the last minute.
Hey, Bobby, on top of the Western Conference, or the Utah Jazz, they're beating everybody. The Lakers play in Utah next Tuesday. Are the Jazz a hot team? And we see this every once in a while, a team that tears it up at the start of an NBA season. Or are they a title contender, in your opinion?
I think they're a title contender if they can get the one seed in the Western Conference and you get both LA teams have to face each other in the conference semifinals. I think it'll be hard for them to go through both those teams here. I think what we forget is, yeah, they were up 3-1 against Denver in the first round. They didn't have Bojan Bogdanovic in the first round. Mike Conley was not playing like Mike Conley, like right now, like an all-star Mike Conley. And this team is like 8 or 9 deep. I mean, their bench, when they're healthy, with Jordan Clarkson, who's, you know, you guys know quite well, is going to win Sixth Man of the Year probably, and Joe Ingles and Derek Favors, you know, those three guys can start on, a lot of teams here. And you got Favors and Gobert. Royce O'Neal is playing at a high level. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I think they're in that title contention, but I think it's important from a seeding standpoint as far as not being in that two seed or three seed to have to face both these LA teams.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, Bobby, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bobby. All right,
there's Bobby Marks from ESPN. You know who was right again, John?
About?
Dora the Medium.
Oh, geez, really?
She nailed it again last night.
Do you think she would come on the show?
That's what I want to put out there today. I emailed her that, and I want to put it out there again.
Okay.
Yesterday, so first of all, she called for an Oklahoma City cover last week, and she was absolutely right. Last night, she said, and I'll read it exactly. Let me advise you about tonight's Lakers performance in Minneapolis. I have been told that tonight will be a very big night for my beloved, dearest Lakers. If you spend your mythical dollars for this evening, please heed my advice. And I bet 2,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers last night and won. So I emailed her. I said, Dora, you are 2 for 2. We would love to talk to you. And find out your next pick in person. Are you willing to do that? She signs everything Dora in St. Louis. Now, I personally think I'm being catfished.
Okay.
I think it's probably Ted and Tahunga that's doing this, just as a bit. But Dora in St. Louis, the call is open. She listens to us on the stream or she listens to us on podcast, one of those ways, because she definitely hears the show. Dora, you have an open invitation to present yourself on the Mason and Ireland show for your next pick, which would be, I guess, tomorrow, which would be the Brooklyn game tomorrow, which is a really tough game to pick because you don't know if KD is going to play. You don't know if Kyrie is going to play. You don't obviously AD's not in the game. So it's going to be a really tough game to pick. But if she's really listening to the spirits, as she says, dear sweet spirit Steve Mason, as mm-hmm. she says, then maybe she already knows the outcome of tomorrow night's game. So, Dora, the line is open for you. Just email me if you want to come on to the show and share, as she says, your many blessings with us in deepest service of the world. I think there may be some. I don't know. I think I'm getting catfished, don't you?
Well, let's see. Let's see if she responds.
Yeah, see if she responds. Dora in St. Louis, the line is open. All right, coming up next for you, John. I wasn't here for this, but I think it bears out my point. Urban Meyer will not be successful as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, he really wet the bed while you were gone.
And I will explain to you why I think that is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.